Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are doing a different kind of show today. We are actually in Auckland, New Zealand. I'm here on the Innovation Tour. You've been following over on Facebook or Twitter or over on Instagram. You've seen my posts while I've been traveling. I'm on the road for about a month here. And while I was in New Zealand, I'm here actually doing a series of workshops on the seven laws of innovation and in support of Callaghan, which is the New Zealand government's innovation teams and programs here. I'm also taking some time, thought I would capture a quick show here and share that with you to give you kind of a feel for what's going on here in New Zealand. Both with the startup community, the tech world, and just what's going down. We tend not to think too much on the international scale from the standpoint of everybody's focus on their own innovation projects and ideas, but it's always good to kind of get our heads up, listen to what's going on in other parts of the world, and see what's going on. So today I've got Kerry McMaster here with me from Performance Labs. Hey, Kerry, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Phil. Welcome to New Zealand. I hope you're liking it.
I'm loving it. It's we got in just the other night from Tokyo, so it was a good trip, and we're here for 4 days in total before we head off on to Australia. You know, that little offshore island here from New Zealand.
That's right.
As I hear New Zealanders refer to Australia,
you're going
to that little offshore island.
That's right. You've started in the best place first, Phil,
That's exactly what the Callaghan people said this morning when I was talking to them. Best us first, then you.
Absolutely. Start with the best.
So, I've had, just in today, I did a little tour of kind of this innovation community that's built up around here, around the area here that we're sitting. But before we get started on that, give me a little bit of background both on yourself and maybe a little bit of New Zealand.
All right. So so my background actually is not in the world of technology, but here I find myself enjoying the challenges that the technology world brings. So my background is Performance Lab is a 25-year-old company, and we have provided health management services to Australia and New Zealand for many years, and we've had a sports physiology lab. So the reason for that business was because we were fascinated to understand what we could do if we had enough data on people's physical capabilities, what would we be able to do in an automated world? So we looked at data from thousands and thousands of athletes and people who were trying to manage lifestyle controllable disease by exercise intervention. We've been looking at that data for 25 years and now have turned that into a very, very automated process.
So back up, so what was it that triggered the founding of Performance Lab? What was kind of the thing that was kind of the tipping point where all of a sudden then Performance Lab became into existence?
Yeah, so it's actually a very interesting question. So my partner, my business partner, and I were both in London at the time, and happened to be looking at a Polar heart rate monitor. And although we had both used heart rate monitors before and were quite, you know, sort of impressed by their capability, we were somewhat perplexed by the fact that it simply gave heart rate information and failed to actually tell you what should you do next. Like, how can that help me? I want to run a half marathon or whatever, but what do the numbers actually mean? What are they going? So my business partner is a sports physiologist. And so we kind of went, wouldn't it be cool if, and so that was 25 years ago, wouldn't it be cool if this thing could be smarter than it is? And so we started on a mission to figure out how we might be able to do that.
But I'm assuming, though, that you went out and looked to see if anybody else was trying to do anything similar. Did you find anybody out there doing anything?
Yeah, so actually we did lots of reconnaissance and our first reconnaissance to market. I mean, people truly were looking at us like we were completely crazy.
Well, that's the old saying of innovation, right? If you're not out there with an idea and someone doesn't look at you cross-eyed like, are you nuts? Then it's probably not an idea worth doing. So you got your first validation point when someone says, are you crazy?
Exactly. We got lots of that. Are you completely mad? So we said about, you know, we had to make money in the meantime, right? And we knew that technology actually wasn't really ready for what we were talking about. So we had to make money in the meantime. And so the idea was that we would build these consulting businesses that would help us collect data and have a look at the data and see what kind of interventions made differences and what kind of differences they did make and what could we validate and what couldn't we validate. And so we set about doing that. And I have to say, what was remarkable about that process is that we soon learned that the whole world actually wanted that. We were so busy. Demand was insane. So people would come in and we would help them through their process of, I want to achieve this or I want to do that. And they would achieve their goals. And of course, that's self-perpetuating. That feels fantastic. So they come back and do it again and they want to do more. And so we learned an awful lot about, we learned an awful lot about the data, but we also learned an awful lot about behaviors and people's responses and to, you know, be able to categorize what kind of person responds in what kind of way and what kind of physiology responds in what kind of way. Mm-hmm. So it was fun and it was interesting, fascinating, and still the whole world thinking we were mad. So
you started off then the whole process of really trying to almost reverse engineer then, you know, what motivates people and how their bodies respond to the data piece. So what was that transition from kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, internalizing it to actually then trying to automate it? What was that path like?
Okay, well, that transition is probably the most traumatic period of my life, just have to say. So I don't, as I said at the beginning, I do not have a technology background. And so it was actually very fortunate that I did not, because if I had have, I would have said, no, this really is crazy and you should stop now.
So being naive was actually a help in this case.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. I'm very grateful for my naivety at the time, really. So the transition was actually quite elongated. And so firstly, the reason was that, as I say, technology really just wasn't ready for it. The platforms weren't there. There wasn't, you know, we took this to Oracle, actually, and they were just like, oh, are you crazy? again. and
you know, what was the time frame on this? What kind of, what year was this?
So this, the first real attempt would have been 15 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, yeah, timing is everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, now today, you know, so you were into big data before big data was cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. That is exactly it in a nutshell, really. And so they were genuinely interested and excited about it. But, you know, how much this was going to cost was really quite debilitating, and how long did they think this was going to take, and how many research people, and so on and so on. And so we put our toes in many times to just test what kind of ready state the market was in. And actually it was the arrival of Nike's the Apple Nano and the Nike Plus FootPod that finally went, aha, it's nearly ready. We're ready to go. So we built a prototype after that arrived at market. That was really our green light. And interestingly enough, that was still really premature, still really, really premature, because people were just, and still are to a large degree, still just trying to deal with metrics, deal with the censored data and turn it into something that's at least a little bit reliable and so on. And here we were saying, hey, you know what, not only can you have a look at the data and turn it into a metric, but you can actually turn it into AI.
Well, that is an interesting point, right? Because look, I mean, more and more people are wearing, you know, the wearables, but they don't understand what the data means. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with Carrie and kind of this transition from the early prototype to what Performance Lab is now doing, and how to really take on that big data problem and how to translate that not just into data but knowledge and information that people can take action against. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We got to take this quick commercial break. This is Killer Innovations. We're recording the show live from Auckland, New Zealand, and we'll be right back. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here today talking with Carrie McMaster of Performance Labs. In the first segment, we got a little bit of background on Carrie's introduction to technology from a non-technology perspective with regards to the big data. So where we left off was is that you were kind of in the early stages of the prototypes, but you were still kind of at that bleeding edge of trying to do things that nobody else had tried before.
Yeah.
So talk us through that. What was that transition? What was that kind of that scary experience like when you're out there trying to be on that bleeding edge?
So it's interesting, actually. So the business is actually B2B. So we provide these AI engines to existing platforms. And so we figured we didn't want to just make a leap of faith. And so we went to, we were very keen on focusing on the North American market. And we decided we would, if we had a wish list, if we went to our top 10 partners, who would they be and what would they think? And we figured we should go probably ask them that question right at the outset, see if they were even vaguely interested in this as an idea or whether we were still, in fact, completely crazy. So we built our prototype and went off to the US, made our appointments with our top 10, and 9 out of 10 said, wow, this would be super cool. What we didn't realize is that the market actually still wasn't ready for us because everyone really, and still are to some degree, battling with the idea that you, yes, there is a proliferation of sensors, but turning the sensor data into actually accurate metrics, making it believable and reliable enough for people to really make use of was a whole bigger than, you know, Ben-Hur was and so everyone was very excited about what we were talking about, but very focused on solving these very, very real problems, which was, you know, mostly about sensor data. How do you make it reliable? How do you actually turn it up into something that a consumer can consume? So whilst we were excited with our 9 out of 10 saying, wow, this is cool, we really want it, we then ran squarely into the barrier of what kind of ready state were they in? Were they ready to engage right now or were they ready to engage 10 years from now? And it turned out that they were certainly not ready to engage right now.
Yeah, this is actually something that I talk about a fair amount on the show, so longtime listeners are going to hear me repeat this comment, which is the difference between a good idea and a great idea rarely is the idea. It's all about the timing. And the key, though, is not to overinvest. Don't let your enthusiasm take over where you way overinvest. Just because someone says, I'm interested, and you pointing it out exactly, which is readiness.
Exactly.
To absorb that and not overextending and overinvesting, getting the timing right of the investment to the timing right of the adoption. Did you run into that?
Absolutely. So timing still remains to be our most important ingredient in terms of getting this right. So there are many, many more platforms now who are ready for us, but there's still this sort of flow of ready state. And so not all are ready. And so this is quite a challenge for us, is actually to pin down the ones that are absolutely in ready state and able to engage, and peg the rest who are coming in the, you know, flow on the backflow. So, it still remains to be our greatest challenge. Timing is everything. And there's timing in terms of your product, but there's also timing in terms of the organizations that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And they are entirely different things. So, and then there is the timing of, you know, product roadmaps, right?
Yes. Well, particularly when you're on a B2B, because you're tied to their individual roadmaps.
Absolutely.
So you may have partners that are way out ahead, partners that are way behind.
Yeah.
And knowing what to invest in a partner, depending on where their maturity model is at any given time.
Yeah, it is definitely our greatest challenge. I mean, we've got this amazing technology challenge that we battle with every day, you know. But I think this is a much bigger challenge for us than dealing with the hurdles that we face in terms of building the next series of algorithms and, you know, validating the actual technology that we're building. I think this is much more our challenge than the technical challenges.
Well, the challenge with timing, and the challenge with timing is always the fact that you don't control it.
Absolutely.
Right? It's, you know, you can control your R&D and how many dollars, how many people do you hire, how many scientists, you know, do you have on staff. What you can't control is consumer willingness, B2B client partner willingness.
Yes.
They're ready to absorb.
Yeah.
Their way of taking advantage of your technology to the benefit of their customers.
That's right.
Right? All the things that all of a sudden your success is highly dependent on, of which you have zero control.
That's exactly right. And so there are things you can do to mitigate some of these things. So our product range, for example, really changes dimensionally how at risk we are for that. When we have enough broad scope of products that are on offer, and when they're made available and bite-sized chunks, it does mitigate that risk.
Right.
Not entirely. B2B is brutal, absolutely brutal. So it doesn't mitigate entirely, but we are doing all the things that are in our control to make sure that our flow on, you know, our pipeline of ready business is enough to just keep them consistently moving through, and new products consistently arriving in market with our partners.
Yeah, and it's I think that mitigation strategy of having a variety of products that are able to serve your customers at a variety of different readiness levels. So therefore, it isn't a buy one size fits all kind of a strategy.
No,
but meets them at the point of, you know, again, you know, try early, try small, then grow into it. Because partnering relationships are just hard to maintain over an extended period of time. It's really almost, at least I found, to be less on technology and more on trust.
Yeah, it's a big, big part of it. Absolutely. There's no question about that. And I think, fortunately for us, the trust equation for us is very high. So we have an incredibly solid SDK. The APIs are awesome. When we have our customers, our partners engaging in our technology, they're blissful about how easy we've made it. But we, like so many others, foolishly said, you know, thought this whole buy all scenario would work real well. And it's just not true.
It just doesn't.
We break it up and make it easier, and it happens.
So we're going to take another quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue our conversation with Kerry McMaster at Performance Labs. We're recording the show from lovely Auckland, New Zealand, as we're sitting here looking out at the boats. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into the segment, I want to just say a quick thank you to our sponsor. The sponsor for the show today is Zoom. If you haven't tried Zoom, you really got to try it out. It's video collaboration on a scale that I just have never seen. Now, as you know, if you've been a long-time listener to the show, I only take on endorsements for technologies and products that we actually use. And I've been using Zoom now for almost, 18 months now, I guess. I've tried every video collaboration technology that's out there, and Zoom, for me, is the first one that doesn't suck. It actually works. It works every time. I have teams scattered all over the world. I'm in multiple Zoom meetings each and every day, and it's a technology that I have become dependent on. And the benefit for you as a listener is Zoom has made available a free account. So you can hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom, get your free account. It allows you to hold video meetings with up to 50 participants. So you can do these large meetings with your teams all over. A number of listeners experimented with it over the holidays, Christmas holidays, this last Christmas season with their family members all over the world. Try it out. You won't regret it. Get the free account. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. And if you try it out, let me know your thoughts. Love to hear your feedback. Like I said, I use it each and every day. So back to the conversation. We have Kerry McMaster here, Performance Labs. We were talking about, you know, the whole experience of starting off with an early idea, going through the learning process, kind of internalizing the whole concept of big data before big data was cool, to then implementing it in a B2B world today. So where is Performance Labs today? Give us a little kind of, what does Performance Lab look like today?
So Performance Lab today, we have a number of customers and building, and by the end of 2017, we should have 750,000 users. So we're still young, but growing. And so the kind of the customers that we have, Oakley Radar Pace is a new, you know, nodding of the head there. Yeah. We know what that is.
I know who they are.
Yeah. So Radar, obviously, the earpiece with the coaching, that's our technology sitting inside their glasses. It's just a wonderful, wonderful example of technology moving forward and helping people imagine what the future might actually be. So Radar Pace is a really nice product for people to know about in market. We've also just had Lifebeam have launched their product V, which is headset for running, and so has our coaching technology on board. Both of those are examples of in-session coaching, so live, real-time contextualizing of the data, classifying the data, and providing that one piece of meaningful coaching, just, you know, as a coach would if they were standing on the sideline. So they're really good examples of what we do in real time. Mio Global have launched a product that gives a really good example of designing training for people. So designing exercise. So we have we provide an application for them where a user can answer a handful of questions and the exercise is designed for them, and then it's tracked and modified over time. So if they manage to complete workouts, that's good. It's in the bank. If they don't, modifications are made to help them stay on track. So that's an example where it's not entirely in real time. The data that we're collecting is obviously in real time. They, you know, wear a watch. We have a couple of really, really new, interesting products coming to market, which I'm not allowed to talk about.
Everybody that comes on the show always has to leave the teaser.
Yeah. But I think it's fair to say, so we are doing, as I mentioned earlier, we are also doing an integration with Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just help you or help the listeners imagine what this future might look like. It's not so futuristic for us, but it is probably a little bit futuristic for consumers. So now you have a device that you're wearing, whether it be on your wrist or your head, being Oakley Radar Pace, for example, and you have Alexa at home. And so all of that technology is synchronized. As you walk in the door, Alexa might say to you, oh, would you like me to show you a workout summary? So it knows that the workout is complete. Our workout summary will help you see what you did well, what you didn't do so well, and what might need to be changed. But prior to that, when you're sitting in your lounge, you might go, you know what, I'd really like to run a 5K fun run with my daughter in 7 weeks from now. So you go, hey, Alexa, make me a program. And so Alexa will talk you through the creation of that training program. And you've got your device, and so you're getting the real-time information while you're training. Then you come back, and Alexa says, hey, you know what? I see you did your workout today. Would you like to see the results of that workout? And it'll adapt the plan so that tomorrow it's all good. If you've missed the hills that you were meant to do today, it says, you know what? You didn't do the hills.
So you can't cheat.
You can't cheat. So long as we can see the data, you can't cheat.
Then I can just imagine Alexa then turning on in the morning going, time to get up, get your butt out there, yeah. Lace up the shoes, get going.
Absolutely. So that's all part of the experience that we're building with Alexa right now. Actually, we're building the front piece with Alexa. Mm-hmm. So it's the creation of the program and being able to say to you, you know what? Phil, you've got a 30-minute easy run to do today. You know, the best place to do that was you did your last one on Reed Street. You could go do this workout on that road as well. And just remember, it's easy, no hills, and you should be training at easy talking pace or whatever. Right. So that's your morning conversation with Alexa, and off you go, and you go do it, and guess what? She knows when you've come back, and you haven't done it.
So real quick, you said though that Performance Lab you started in London. How did you get to New Zealand?
Oh, so that's not entirely true. Well, it is kind of true. It was conceptualized in London. So I don't know if you're familiar with how New Zealanders call themselves Kiwis. I don't know if you're familiar with how Kiwis work, but kind of works like this. Every young Kiwi at some point does what we call an OE. And an OE stands for overseas experience. And so New Zealand's kind of small and we're quite isolated. And so what happens to our kids is that they graduate from uni or whatever, and then they just go overseas to see the world, and they work overseas, they get all this external experience, and then they come back and they settle back here in New Zealand in God's zone. So I was on my OE. actually, I was on a slightly unusual OE because I was a competitive athlete myself. And so my OE was that I was overseas training with the British karate team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I was doing.
So you're a Kiwi. You're a Kiwi who went overseas and then came back.
Yeah.
And brought. Okay.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly.
So we're going to be. Really quick, because we're going to have to go to a quick commercial break. We'll probably pick this up over the next segment. But what do you think the startup environment in New Zealand is so hot right now?
Oh, interesting. Oh, lots of good reasons. And part of it is our isolation. We are great innovators because we have to be. We are isolated from the rest of the world. We have to come up with good ideas because, you know what, we're a long way away from everyone else's good ideas. So I think that's a very, very big part of why New Zealand is such an innovative country, is that we have to be. We just simply have to be.
I hadn't thought about that, but, you know, we always think about the world becoming so much smaller, but, you know, in the digital world, you can have a much broader community. But when it comes to, you know, just the history of survival, countries that have been built on the kind of this backbone of, we have to be self-sufficient. And so therefore we have to develop our own innovations in order to be that self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very real. And in fact, you know, we come from a high performance sport background. It is very, very real in high performance sport as well, where you have to really drives quite a different process of decision-making and willingness to feel the pain.
Yes. So we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation. I'm going to ask Carrie to give us, in the fourth segment, one piece of advice that she wished somebody had shared with her when she started down this whole path with the creation of a performance lab and the AI technology. So when we come back, we'll hear Carrie's answer to that one piece of advice she wished she had. When we come back, we'll pick up the conversation. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this part. We're recording this show from Auckland, New Zealand, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're finishing up our conversation here with Carrie McMaster from Performance Lab. So, Carrie, as we were going into the commercial break, I asked you to think about what would be that one piece of advice that you wish someone had given you 25 years ago when you were first starting Performance Lab. So what is that?
Well, I think other than what are you crazy and stop right now, we'll just eliminate that one. I think actually, interestingly, the one piece of advice is something that we've already talked about this morning. And this is this idea that you don't want to overinvest too early because timing is everything. I think we were aware of it because we'd put our toes in the water a number of times to get a gauge of how ready state we believed the market to be. But I don't think you really know that until you're in it. So you can certainly get a view of the market and its ready state. But as we've talked about, there are layers of ready state within that. And I think if someone had have more eloquently described me, as you have just done this morning, in fact, Phil, if someone had more eloquently described each of those layers and the dependencies within those layers, I think that would have simply been the greatest bit of information I could have had early on in the piece. I think the other thing, which probably runs with the territory of being a female in the world of technology and leading a business to something that, you know, simply doesn't exist. It's sort of pioneering. And I think eradicating the self-doubt is a big part of every day. Just getting up every day and going, yeah, but nobody else knows how to do this either. It's okay. I think that is another really, if I could say that to myself, you know, my 25-year-old self, don't worry about it. No one else knows either. You're going to be fine.
Well, that's an interesting point. By the time people listen to this show, I would have already released a show on what's called the imposter syndrome. which is actually the number one thing that holds back a lot of innovators. They're working on an idea, and they go, well, what's so special about me? Why should I be the one to come up with this idea? Obviously, somebody else who's smarter than me, right? Or they start getting a little bit of success, and they're like, oh, my gosh, someone's going to realize I'm a fake, you know? I'm going to get revealed, you know, someplace that I, right? The imposter syndrome is one of the biggest challenges. And in particularly, it runs rampant in the innovation and creativity space because we tend to think of other people as being creative, not as ourselves, as being highly creative. And I think, you know, for you, the listener, you're just hearing this reinforcement of, you know, go back and listen to the previous show on the imposter syndrome, because this is one that in my coaching sessions with people who start to have a little bit of success and then they start doing some self-destructive behavior because they're doubting themselves. They start becoming less risk-taking. They become more conservative. They run the risk of losing it all. Yeah. And it really what's rattling around their head is this imposter syndrome.
Absolutely. It's a very real thing. And you do hear people talk about it. But I think even just being able to identify that some of the self-talk you have yourself is imposter syndrome. You know, like even to the degree where you go, oh, yeah, but I actually mine's so like on another spectrum. It's not imposter syndrome. It's so much worse, you know, but it is all of those things.
Well, fear, right? You know, and I always, you know, in my coaching sessions with people, it's reminding people what the word fear stands for, which is false evidence that appears real.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we have this, you know, we have this ability to say, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, I could lose my job, and then I might not be able to get a second job. I might not be able to make the house payments, and now my spouse and kids were on the street. Like, how do you get from that to now you're on the street? Living on the street.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we tend as humans to run to the worst possible scenarios, and we use that as justification for. Yeah. You know, be more conservative, take less action, self-doubt, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Do you know what? I have an interesting analogy that runs with this, which is kind of embarrassing, really, because you'd think I would learn, you know, you'd think I would be bright enough to learn these things. But when I was a competitive athlete, my pivoting moment of moving from being a competitive athlete to literally being the best in the world was a moment I had for myself where I kind of looked around. I was at a tournament and I looked around and I went, actually, you know what? These people are just people too. So, you know, for all the training that I'd done, for all the preparation that I'd had, that I'd, you know, got deeply, deeply prepared. And I had this moment where I finally made those people who had previously been just immortalized in my head, they were just people just like me. And it literally changed from being competitive to being the best in the world. And yet I still battle with it.
And everybody suffers with it. I suffer with it. Everybody I run into suffers with it. It's not new. Carrie, I just want to thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come down and spend some time with me here in lovely Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been delightful.
Great. Just want to remind the listeners, you can pick up the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. Also, follow us over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're listening to this, obviously, live afterwards on the radio show, I would have just already wrapped up the innovation tour. I'm in Japan. I'm in New Zealand. I'm going next to Australia. Then I'll actually be back in the States traveling, going out and visiting with innovators and entrepreneurs around the world to see what's going on in different parts and reporting that back. So check those out. You can go back over our Instagram, probably the best place to see the pictures and see the postings that I'm putting up there. But in the meantime, we've got some great new guests coming up on the show and some new announcements coming from the Innovators Network. So you're going to want to check those out. You can hop over to killinnovations.com or go over to the Innovators Network, which is theinnovators.network, and check those out. We've got other shows coming on. Kim McNicholas's show on innovation is launched and available. You can listen to that live on KDOW, but you can also listen to that as a podcast over on the network. So check those out. Love to hear from you. Drop me an email, phil@killinnovations.com. With that, we're going to sign off from lovely New Zealand, and we'll be back live in the studio soon. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.